In the application of your principles, you must be like the pancratiast, who wrestles and boxes not like the gladiator. For if the gladiator lets fall the sword which he uses, he is doomed. But the other always has his hand, and needs to do nothing else than use it. See what things are in themselves, dividing them into matter, form, and purpose. What a power man has to do nothing except what God will approve, and to accept all that God may give him. With respect to that which happens conformably to nature, we ought to blame neither gods, for they do nothing wrong either voluntarily or involuntarily, nor men, for they do nothing wrong except involuntarily. Consequently, we should blame nobody. How ridiculous and strange he is who is surprised at anything which happens in life. Either there is a fate, which may be utter necessity and invincible order, or a kind and placable providence, or a confusion without a purpose and without any governing hand. If then there is an invincible necessity, why do you resist? But if there is a providence which allows itself to be propitiated, make yourself worthy of the help of the divinity. If there is a confusion without governor, be content that in such a tempest you have in yourself a certain ruling intelligence, and even if the tempest carry you away, let it carry away the poor flesh, the poor breath, everything else, for the intelligence at least it will not carry away. Does the light of the lamp shine without losing its splendour until it is extinguished? And shall the truth which is in you, and justice and temperance, be extinguished before your death? When a man has presented the appearance of having done wrong, say, "How then do I know if this is a wrongful act?" And even if he has done wrong, how do I know that he has not condemned himself? And so this is like tearing his own face. Consider that he who would not have the bad man do wrong is like the man who would not have the fig tree to bear juice in the figs, and the infants to cry, and the horse to neigh, and whatever else must of necessity be. For what must a man do who has such a character? If then you are irritable, cure this man's disposition. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. In everything that presents itself to you, always resolve it by dividing it into its form or essence, its material, its purpose, and the time within which it must end. Perceive at last that you have in you something better and more divine than the things which cause the various emotions, and as it were pull you by strings. What is there now in my mind? Is it fear, or suspicion, or desire? Or anything of the kind? First, do nothing inconsiderately, nor without a purpose. Second, make your acts refer to nothing else than to a social end. Consider that before long you will be nobody and nowhere, nor will any of the things exist which you now see, nor any of those who are now living. For all things are formed by nature to change, and be turned and to perish in order that other things, in continuous succession, may exist. Consider that everything is opinion, and opinion is in your power. Take away, then, when you choose your opinion, and like a mariner who has doubled the promontory, you will find calm, everything stable and a waveless bay. Any activity, whatever it may be, when it has ceased at its proper time, suffers no evil because it has ceased. Nor does he who has done this act suffer any evil because the act has ceased. In like manner, then, the whole which consists of all the acts, which is our life, if it cease at its proper time, suffers no evil because it has ceased. Nor he who has terminated this series at the proper time, has he been ill dealt with. But the proper time and the limit is fixed by nature, sometimes, as in old age, the peculiar nature of man, but always the universal nature, by the change of whose parts the whole universe continues ever young and perfect. And everything which is useful to the universal is always good and in season. Therefore the termination of life for every man is no evil, because neither is it shameful, since it is both independent of the will and not opposed to the general interest, but it is good, since it is seasonable and profitable to, and congruent with the universal. So in this way too is he moved by the deity, who is moved in the same manner with the deity, and moved towards the same things in his mind. These three principles you must have in readiness. Do nothing either inconsiderately or otherwise than as justice herself would act, but with respect to what may happen to you from without, consider that it happens either by chance or according to providence, and you must neither blame chance nor accuse providence. Second, consider what every being is from the seed to the time of its receiving a soul, and from the reception of a soul to the giving back of the same, and of what things every being is compounded, and into what things it is resolved. Third, if you should suddenly be raised up above the earth, and should look down on human things, and observe how great is the variety of them, and at the same time also should see at a glance how great is the number of beings who dwell around in the air and the ether, consider that as often as you should be raised up, you would see the same things, sameness of form and shortness of duration. Are these things to be so proud and pompous about?